Mom, you're right, and I thought I heard something fall. Can I come in? Okay, I don't know if you can't hear me, or if you're just unable to talk right now. I'm gonna come in, and if you don't want me to, then just make some sort of noise. Okay. Coming in then. Hey. I hope I didn't intrude on anything. I'm going to assume more. Maybe whatever is happening, whatever fell, freaks you out a bit and you don't feel able to talk, and not that you were blasting anything on your headphones. Really hope I'm not interrupting. Where are you? This is going to be really embarrassing if you're not actually in here. Oh. Sat on the floor on the other side of the bed. Hey, baby, hi. What's going on? Was it you that fell? Was it not? You didn't faint, did you? Okay. But you did sort of. Okay, you decided to sink into the floor. Can you tell me why? Okay, hey. It's okay. Can I come sit with you? Give me a thumbs up if you can't talk. Okay. If you can't talk about what happened, you wanna like, you could text me. Okay. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to do anything. Can you? Okay. Whatever it was, you don't have to think about it. I'm sorry. I don't wanna make whatever's happening worse. Sweetheart, hey. You're having trouble breathing? Okay, I'm gonna assume. Maybe I shouldn't. Did this sort of come out of nowhere, or did something trigger this? I just wanna make sure it's not something physically healthy. I mean, a physical health problem, not. Oh, well, I'm assuming panic attack. I just want to make sure it's not that you feel like you're actually, that I should call, like, an ambulance or something. Okay, you're pretty sure it is. Okay. Hey. Can you hold my hands? Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. There you go. I don't know what works best for you, to help you calm down. I know you mentioned, did you have, problems with anxiety? I didn't know, full-blown panic attacks and stuff. We should have talked about this more. Okay, sorry, I shouldn't sound like I'm freaking out. That's not going to help. I could just do what works for me. I know some people ask you to do the five things you can say, four things you can hear, whatnot. I find that the opposite of helpful. I think it's just because of the other... neurodivergencies, shall we say, that I have. That I don't really understand, because once you get lower down in this, the... three things you can smell, or three things you can touch, that's fine, I guess. What? I don't know. Are you meant to move to be able to touch things? Because, like, right now, you're touching the floor and you're touching my hands. I don't know what the third thing, the air. And then when it comes to taste and smell, I don't know about you. I'm not currently, like, eating. I can't taste or smell anything. I might be taking it too literally and not understanding it. That's probably what it is. So I don't know how to help with that method. I don't know if that's what works for you, but we can do what works for me. And hope, okay? Just hold my hands. What I want you to do, yeah? I'm gonna breathe with you, okay? I mean, I know I'm breathing anyway. I mean, we're gonna count, okay? Well, I'm gonna count, and you're gonna breathe alongside me. Okay? When you do that, when you breathe in, I want you to squeeze my hands. Hard as you can. Okay? I'm gonna squeeze back. I doubt that you will squeeze so hard that you'll cause any actual damage, okay? You're gonna squeeze them real tight. I'm gonna squeeze back. And then when you breathe out, you're gonna relax. You're gonna, like, well, not let go, but you're gonna stop squeezing, okay? I don't know. It helps me kind of ground to feel like a physical sensation. Okay? Okay, okay. I've been talking for way too long. Sorry. I ramble too much. Alright, I hope me being here is not making this worse, alright? Alright. We're gonna go 333. I know some people have different numbers, but that's just easiest for me to work with, okay? Okay. Alright. We're gonna breathe in. 2, 3. Hold it. 2, 3. And out. 2, 3. And we're just gonna repeat that, okay? I'll keep counting. I'll keep counting. You just listen to my voice, okay? Just focus on me, okay? If you don't want to squeeze my hands, you could squeeze your own hands. Or if you have, pillow, blanket, plush, something to focus on gripping, even if it's just like the bottom of your t-shirt or something, okay? Okay. You can breathe in through your mouth or your nose, whichever works better. If you want a suggestion, we could go in through the nose, out through the mouth. Okay. Okay. In. 2, 3. Hold. 2, 3. Out. 2, 3. In. 3. Hold. 2, 3. Out. 2, 3. In. 2, 3. Hold. 'Cause go distract your brain, okay? Find a video that you find funny, or something you watched as a kid that you find comforting. No, I don't have to talk about whatever triggered this. We can just work on distracting you until you're more calm, because just because you're able to breathe regularly again doesn't mean it's all better, okay? Okay. You breathing? Hold. Out. 2, 3. In. 2, 3. Hold. squeeze my hand. Two. Keep squeezing. I'm gonna sit here on the floor with you as long as you need, okay? We don't have to move. And if you wanna distract yourself more, we can bring up some music or video on your phone, okay? And you don't have to talk. If you want me to know something, you can just text me, okay? Or you don't even have to send it. You can just type it on your phone and then turn the screen around and show me, okay? I don't mind. It's okay. It's okay, you're okay. If this happens again, you can text me. You can shout me, but if you're not able to, send me a message, I'll come running. Okay? You don't have to go through this on your own. Not anymore. Okay? Okay. Okay. I'm gonna be okay.